They didn't stare at girls like me. Self-conscious and wary, I crossed the room. "Did you decide what you'd like?" I asked. There was no getting out of taking his order, so I let my hair fall in my face, obscuring his view of it. "Three eggs," he said, hazel eyes fixed on what he could see of mine. "Side of pancakes, side of ham." I didn't need to write the order down, but I suddenly found myself wishing for a pen, just so I'd have something to hold on to. "What kind of eggs?" I asked. "You tell me." The boy's words caught me off guard. "Excuse me?" "Guess," he said. I stared at him through the wisps of hair still covering my face. "You want me to guess how you want your eggs cooked?" He smiled. "Why not?" And just like that, the gauntlet was thrown. "Not scrambled," I said, thinking out loud. Scrambled eggs were too average, too common. And this was a guy who liked to be a little different. Not too different, though, which ruled out poached, at least in a place like this. Sunny side up would have been too messy for him. Over hard wouldn't be messy enough. "Over easy." I was as sure of the conclusion as I was of the color of his eyes. He smiled and closed the menu. "Are you going to tell me if I was right?" I asked, not because I needed confirmation, but because I wanted to see how he would respond. The boy shrugged. Now where would the fun be in that? I wanted to stay there, staring until I figured him out, but I didn't. I put his order in, I delivered his food. The lunch rush snuck up on me, and by the time I went back to check on him, the boy by the window was gone. He hadn't even waited for his check. He'd just left $20 on the table. I had just about decided that he could make me play guessing games to his heart's content for a $12 tip when I noticed the bill wasn't the only thing he'd left. There was also a business card. I picked it up. Stark white, black letters, evenly spaced. There was a seal in the upper left-hand corner, but relatively little. A name, a job title, a phone number. Across the top of the card, there were four words. Four little words that knocked the wind out of me as effectively as a jab to the chest. I pocketed the card and the tip. I went back to the kitchen. I caught my breath, and then I looked at it again. Tanner Briggs, the name. Special Agent, job title. Federal Bureau of Investigation. Four words, but I stared at them so hard that my vision blurred, and I could only make out three letters. What in the world had I done to attract the attention of the FBI?